What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Healness, across all social media platforms. If this is the first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 6 years strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about the invisible force that pulls you back into a toxic relationship, that keeps you going back, keeps you there, or keeps you thinking about going back into this relationship space. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, make sure, if you haven't already, to check out my self-love journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a self-love journal on Amazon to help you rebuild that self-love and authenticity before, during, after a toxic relationship, y'all. But yeah, yep. Whew, let's hop into it. So, narcissistic people. When you're in a toxic relationship, y'all, so many people, I mean, the invisible force, of course, y'all, is the trauma bond. If you don't know what it is, it's an invisible force. I call the new name, what I discovered for the trauma bond, or what I'm going to call it from now, is emotional gravity.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just like gravity, just like the earth has gravity, just like there's gravity in space, just like there's different gravity in every planet has different gravity. Scientists can explain how gravity works, but they don't know what it is. You can explain the behaviors, but you don't know what gravity really is. Like, what actually is it? What is gravity composed of and whatnot? You can explain, just like the trauma bond, you can explain the behaviors, but you don't know exactly what it is. I know it can be a chemical imbalance. It can be an emotional connection. It can be shared traumatic experiences. But you don't know exactly what it is, especially if this is your first time understanding it or hearing about it and whatnot. It feels like love. You know what I'm saying? It feels like love. It's this invisible force, like the trauma bond, or this emotional gravity, this emotional gravitational pull that pulls you back into a toxic relationship dynamic, even though you know you shouldn't be in it. Even though you're going against all your friends and family, even though you might be putting your life in danger, even though you might be putting your kids' lives in danger by going back into this toxic relationship space, you don't know why you do it. It's just kind of like you just float back into it. It's kind of like you get pulled back into this space by something, the force that's stronger than you ever felt before. You've never felt this way before. You've broken up. You've had breakups before, right? You've had breakups, correct? This isn't your first rodeo. It might be, but this might not be your first rodeo. I don't know how old you are. You could be in your 40s. You could be in your 50s. You could be 18, 19, 20. You know what I mean? But if this is your first rodeo, whether this is your first rodeo or your 15th or your 40th, the bond, the force is the same. It covers, like I said, in the greater the object, the greater the gravitational pull. You see what I'm saying? The greater connection that you had to this person, the bigger the emotional gravitational pull, the bigger the trauma bond is going to take. If you don't have any shared experiences with this person, it might be easier to break a trauma bond than it would be to, break this trauma bond or to break this emotional gravitational pull than it is if you got 40 years with somebody, 20 years with somebody, 5 years with somebody, any kind of extended period of time with someone. And y'all have been through so many ups, so many downs, so many trips, so many slips, so many falls, but somehow y'all ended up back together. You know what I'm saying? To share traumatic experiences. Like the invisible force that pulls you back in. You don't know why you keep going back. Like you ruminate. Like, what if I would have changed? What if I would have did this? What if I would have did that? We didn't try everything. We didn't go to therapy. They didn't go to therapy. Maybe I can fix them. Maybe I can save them. Y'all, you can't save them. Who said that? I think it was J. Cole. Don't save them. They don't want to be saved. You think they want to be saved. You feel it. You got compassion in your heart. You got empathy in your heart, right? You feel like they want to be saved, but they don't want to be saved. They want to pull you down to the depths with them. When you it's like they're falling over a cliff, right? They got their hands over the edge of the cliff and they're screaming at you, help me, please help me. I know I treated you badly. I know I did this. I know I did you wrong, but please help me. Please save me, please. And you like, okay, my heart is pulling me back to the, you know, you should let this person fall off this cliff. You know, you should. It's not a big cliff, y'all. It's an emotional cliff. You know you should let this person fall off a cliff. And this cliff is your life. This cliff is connecting them to your life. But instead of letting them fall off, you reach your hand down. And guess what? Instead of you pulling them up, they grab your hand and they yank you off the cliff with them. Y'all fall together. That's what it's like being in a toxic relationship. That's what it's like when you give into the gravitational pull. You know what I mean? That's what it's like when you give in. To what you give it in to this invisible force. It's like when you give in to the trauma bond. That's what it's like right there. You reach down to help pull them up and they pull you down with them.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I think people need to realize, you see my shirt says, you're enough. They strip you of this. The more they strip you of your own identity, the more they strip you of your own self-love and self-worth, the more that they pull you down, the easier it is for this gravity, for you to give into this gravitational pull, because you think nobody else is going to want you, right? You think nobody else is going to want you in their life because you've been beaten down so much that their pull on you is so strong because you've been beaten down so much emotionally, physically, mentally, verbally. They've been beating you down so much that you just pull back into it and you can't explain why. You don't know why. Why do I keep going back? And then you learn about the damn trauma bond. Then you take the necessary steps to go forward. But like, what's the necessary steps to go forward? The first thing you want to do, when you understand when you realize that you're a trauma bond, to understand this emotional gravitational pull, is you got to stop making excuses for that person. You have to. You absolutely, with no equivocation, have to stop making excuses for that person. You have to understand it. Like, this is who they are. You can't change them. You can't fix them. I don't give a fuck what they say. You can't do it. I need you to help me. I need you to be here for me. No, they don't. You don't need to be there. You see what I'm saying? You don't need to be there with them. You don't even have to hold their hand, because again, when you hold their hand, they pull you down. They pull you down. So you have to acknowledge what you're going through. You have to acknowledge that the force exists. You have to acknowledge that emotional gravity, the trauma bond exists. Acknowledge it. Knowledge is power if you act on it. Knowledge is only power if you act on it. Knowledge on ice. What are you doing? What is knowledge on ice doing? I know it. I know this stuff, but I don't act on it. That's not knowledge, is it? What is that? You see what I'm saying? The next thing you want to do to break this emotional gravitational pull is to take a deep dive into who you are, into how you got here, into why you feel this way. Why am I here? Why do I keep going back? Understand this. Write this stuff down. Write down all the bad stuff that they've done to you. You see what I'm saying? You need to. You have to. You have to take a deep dive into yourself to see how you got here. The lies, the manipulation, the BS that got you here. Write it down. Get to that point. Get to the point where you get honest. Write this stuff down. Get honest with yourself. Deep dive into you. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family. Ask them their observations. Some people, hey, make sure you consider the source when you're doing it, though. Make sure you consider the source, because you have some haters and you get some flying muggets out there that will absolutely lie to your ass to keep you in a toxic relationship. I say, again, the next thing you want to do to get rid of this trauma bond, to break this emotional force, to break this emotional gravitational pull, is to acknowledge that there is no reward for staying in this relationship. it feels like a reward when you go back, because you just like, okay, we're gonna make it work this time. But then they do the same shit that they've been doing to you, they do it again. The same stuff that they've been doing to you before, they do it again right now. They do it again, and then you feel bad again. There's no reward for going back, y'all. There's no reward. There's no payoff. There's no benefit to going back into this relationship. I know sometimes they make your life hard as hell. They intentionally make your life hard when you're not with them. So it seems like it would be easier if you go back to them, but it doesn't get easier. It just means in their minds, okay, you're tolerating what I do to you. So you must be okay with what I do to you, right? Since you came back, you must be okay with what I did to you, right? That's the mindset that they have right there. They think that you're okay with it. So no, it doesn't get easier. There's no reward. There's no payoff. Tell yourself the truth. It's only pain when you go back. No reward, no payoff, only pain, only suffering. No reward, no pain, only suffering. Like I said, and also, like, judge, the next thing you want to do, y'all, is actually understand where you are right now. Understand what the relationship is right now. Be in the moment with this relationship right now, where you are right now. Not how it used to be, not how it was in the beginning, how it is right now. How it was in the beginning holds no weight. How you are right now, that's why you feel this way. That's why you're watching this video. How is the relationship right now? Not how it was. I know how it was. I know how people get into these relationships, y'all. I'm a narcissist. I don't understand how people get there. How is it right now? Right now, in this moment, tell yourself the truth, y'all. Do not lie to yourself. You cannot lie to yourself. The way to break the emotional gravity, the trauma bond, you have to be honest with yourself. How is it right now? Not how it used to be. Right now, in this moment, when you're watching the video, how is the relationship right now? You're not happy. You might have been happy, but you're not happy anymore. And you can't go back to the original happiness because they don't want to go. That person wasn't real. The person they used to be, the person they used to pretend to be, they made you happy, that person isn't real. That person is dead and gone. That person is dead and gone, and they're buried. But that pull that they have is still there. The gravitational, emotional gravitational pull that they have, that they had on you, is still there. It's just a different person is benefiting from it. You mean, be honest with yourself right now, what a relationship is right now. The next thing you want to do, y'all, I have to reiterate this, is make a list of all the bad stuff that they've done to you. All the horrible stuff that they put you through, all the hurt, all the pain, write it down. This is going to hurt. This is going to suck, because when you write this stuff down, what they've done to you, what they put you through, it's going to make you, it's going to wake you up. You go, oh, damn, look at all the stuff I've been put up with. Look at the stuff I've dealt with. Look at the stuff I put myself through, not put myself through. Look at the stuff that I stayed with. Look at the stuff I stayed through. Look at the stuff I've forgiven. Why have I done that? Write it down, y'all. This is the list you need to carry around with you in your purse, in your wallet, wherever you need to do, in your back pocket, your shirt pocket. You know what I mean? Carry it around. But when you feel like that pull is getting strong, when you feel like that gravitational pull is getting strong on you, you can whip out that list and read that list. Cheated on me, lied to me, beat me, stole from me, hasn't worked in years. You see what I'm saying? Just stuff like that. Read it. Read it out loud. Write it down first, and then read it out loud to yourself. Yeah. Stop justifying what they do, y'all. You have to stop justifying what they do. And the last thing you want to do, y'all, to help break the trauma bond, if possible, is find a therapist that specializes in emotional abuse and trauma, or a coach that specializes in narcissistic abuse. Talk to somebody, y'all. Get out of your system, y'all. You have to get out of your system, because if you don't get it out of your system, it has nowhere to go. If you do not get it out of your system, you're just going to drive yourself crazy. Like, you have to be able to talk to somebody. Talk to somebody that knows about what you went through. They can explain it, y'all. Anyways, y'all, hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I'm sweating, y'all. Make sure you like and subscribe for more. And of course, check out the Self-Love brand. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thanks so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you check out my Self-Love Journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I Love Me, a Self-Love Journal. Help you rebuild their self-love and authenticity after a toxic relationship. Thank you.